The following is paid programming.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management. The Financial Guys and Independent Solutions are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, LLC. The political views on this show do not reflect the views of Peak Brokerage. This show is not intended to provide specific legal, tax, investment, or other professional advice. Please consult a professional for your specific situation. This radio show is for informational purposes only and is not intended to solicit or recommend any particular security. The information discussed is obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but its accuracy and completeness are not guaranteed.
It's time to talk money.
Oh, it's not a swindle. What you do is, see, you give them all your credit card numbers, and if one of them is lucky, they'll send you a prize.
It's the Financial Guys radio program with local financial experts Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Stop it! Stop it! Don't you realize you've just been brainwashed by corporate propaganda?
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Lisa's a grade A moron.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Now, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Alrighty, welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is the Financial Guys Radio Network. We are the Financial Guys. Mike Hayflick, Mike Speraza, and Ron Reinstein with you today. It's three for two. The two normal gentlemen, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas, what, of 20 years on the air, something like that? They're becoming almost Sandy Beach-like.
They're celebrities here.
They are. Sure. They are. And I bet they'd say they are, too. And I know I would definitely say they are. We're here this weekend for the guys. What a great weekend. I think it was 92 degrees in my car. By the time I get wherever I'm going, the car finally cools off. So I'm just leaving windows open now. It's just not worth using air conditioning when it's this hot. Beautiful weekend. Always an open mic session here, by the way. You can reach us at 803-0930. Calls and texts, by the way. We love reading texts. Oh, boy. Especially the loving left texts. Those are always fun.
They're always
they
nice.
Had the feels.
Yeah, it's always enjoyable. I always think to myself, gosh, we must be good enough that you're actually listening. So if you're listening and texting, like, we must be doing something right.
Keep them coming.
To everybody, coming. We must be doing something right. Star 930 from your cell. If you're listening in South Florida, WFTL 850, you might be online somewhere listening. We have all sorts of things that we do online now. You can check us out at FinGuys, a YouTube channel. We have a recent episode, What They Don't Tell You. It's available on YouTube right now. So go find The Financial Guys on YouTube. And to reach us throughout the week, folks, if you ever need help, financial planning, retirement income planning, something Ron Reinstein and I, one of our counterparts, Ron Pierce, has now joined our team to help people once you get to the point of retirement, knowing when and how to do it to have a really fortified, successful retirement. Something a lot of financial advisors, financial planners don't cover.
They'll get you through the accumulation phase, but they do not get you through that distribution phase.
No, accumulation. It's all about how did our statement show gains, and let me show you how we're diversified and all that, which is very important during that stage. But Ron and I, we now can help people get through a successful retirement.
Super we got a lot important. Of Rons and a lot of Mikes in the office.
We do.
That's all we got.
We do. So a lot of Mikes and Rons go by last name. Maybe we will today here too. Hey, Flix Barraza Reinstein with you today. Lots going on. One thing I want to mention right out of the gates, because it's gone on now for about the last hour and 10 minutes, it's the Support the Blue rally down at Gratwick Park, River Road, North Tonawanda. And it's basically an event so everyone can show their support for law and order, something we continue to hear our president talk about. We did not hear a single speaker talk about law and order at the through the Democratic National Convention speeches. This virtual workshop, it actually seemed, I don't know if virtual was the word, I was almost thinking like virtual non-reality or something. It was just unbelievable. Like, if you listen to all those speeches, which I'm sure nobody could possibly do that and stay sane, But if you listen to every one of those, you would not even know what the conditions of the current economy are, what the conditions of race relations are.
It's the easiest platform ever, right? You
right.
just blame everybody, and you make an yeah. excuse for everything, and then at that point, you're in the driver's seat, right?
And omit everything. Yep, you yep. just don't say anything about yep. it. It's like the guy getting pulled out of his car after helping a transvestite woman. She was getting attacked. He stops. He's trying to help her. He gets in his truck and takes off, and then I think he hits something, mm-hmm. and they all this gang yep. followed him. And they end up finally getting this guy. He came in, I think he turned himself in. But the guy that, like, basically, one person throws him on the ground. They punch him a few times. He's pretty much out of it.
And then he's punted in the head. Marquise Love is the the sweetheart's name.
Oh, yeah.
And he was fundraising for himself, too, while on the lam.
I know.
But the worst part, how right. egregious is that people are donating to this felon?
Unreal. I mean, how could you in your right mind? And how could none of those other networks, so maybe one network covered this the entire week.
No.
No because other networks touched it.
It
not
doesn't
even
fit the agenda, though. It doesn't fit what they're trying to
right.
point out to you. That's the problem. I
mean, not a mention of it on any other networks except one.
Well, Antifa is like Q. They're like, oh, it doesn't exist. We even have Nate McMurray. Yep. He won't even renounce it. And this guy's running.
Not at all.
And no, not at all. Give me a break.
Turn your head. Turn the other way. Don't worry about that. You know, they're just a bunch of characters. So anyway, support the Blue Rally going on right now from noon to 3, Gratwick Park, River Road, North Tonawanda. And you can basically deck out your car, your truck, your motorcycle, even your boat with flags and signs. Support the Blue, folks. Support America. All the donations and non-perishable food items that are collected, by the way, will go to the KIA Memorial Road March. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that shortly. But I want to bring in one of the great friends of our shows and actually a pretty frequent host of the show when you're here with Carl Palladino, Russ Thompson.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
This place is packed.
Ah,
nice.
We were all hoping and thinking about you guys and hoping that things were going well. You couldn't have picked a better day, so nice job on that.
You always worry about what the turnout's going to be like. Is when we shut down the city of Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how many cars are going to show up? 5. And then we shut down the city of Buffalo for almost 2 hours. This here, there's well over 500 cars. There's well over 1,000 people. And the police are everywhere. They had the convoy that pulled in was about 200 strong. Cars, jeeps, bikes, trucks all decked out with Support the Blue, the American flag.
I love it.
And all the bikes came in. Mike Lomas is standing right beside me.
Right.
And I got goosebumps. It was just incredible. Now everybody's hanging around. It's great. The cops keep on coming up. They're walking around shaking everybody's hand, saying thank you. I don't see hardly anybody with a mask on. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. But
you know what though, Russ? I mean, I've said this from the beginning. Why can't the leaders, so to speak, believe in us? Why can't they think that we will have personal responsibility around each other? You know, like nobody who's at risk for some of these underlying conditions who thinks that they could really. You know, maybe that the virus might be deadly to them. They're probably not down near you, right? They're probably home. They're probably taking care of themselves because they are showing personal responsibility, just like I think everyone can.
And if they are, they know the risk, right?
That's
and
right.
if they are down there, they know the risk.
That's right.
That's part of it, too.
But if that mask works and it's going to save our society, then why is our governor letting out felons from the prisons?
Honestly.
Why can't they wear masks in the jail?
But instead,
they'll make us unsafe.
Honestly. So law enforcement, corrections officers, the folks that are actually around these criminals all the time, that's who we're celebrating today at the Support the Blue Rally. Give us a sense of what you see around you right now. I wish I was there right now.
Cars. Trucks, military vehicles, flags everywhere. A lot of people have Trump stuff. They got Trump flags and Trump shirts, and it's America.
I love it.
Best way to say it. It's America.
Anyone from the loving left there to protest?
It's funny. BLM apparently was here, and a couple of guys walked up and said, "Where are you going?" And they turned around and left.
Aw.
But they're okay when there's like 100 of them and only like 2 people in a truck and getting dragged out of a truck, right?
Exactly it.
But there are strength in numbers, and I certainly hope there's going to be, huge strength of numbers. So, you know, the thing is that Loving Left is the loudest of the group out there. And that's what I think the silent majority of us, all the conservative minded people, the people who actually have some common sense left, who believe in law and order, who believe in not defunding the police, right, but defending the police. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think there's way more of us out there. What do you think, Russ? What do you think about this upcoming election? Where do you think things are heading?
I think the silent majority is basically getting to the point we're not going to stay silent anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I've been saying that for months. The silent majority has got to start speaking up. You got to start doing things like this. And everybody that's out here is walking up, shaking my hand like I'm a hero.
That's awesome.
Hero? I just got a loud mouth. I got a loud voice.
You got courage, man. You got courage. You're not afraid to say what's on your mind, and at least 98% of the time it all makes sense. Your wife said there's a couple percent of the time that maybe it doesn't.
Well, you try to talk in common. You know?
Yeah.
Well, it's just, you could probably hear the motorcycles going by me. Cars keep on pulling in. Bikes keep on pulling in. It's an incredible event. You want to come out and have a good time? Come on out. Say hi. Support the police. You can see all the cops that are here. The convoy that had a police escort coming out of the city of Buffalo all the way through city of Tonawanda,
mm-hmm.
into North Tonawanda. It was incredible. And, you know, it's something that needs to be done more. People need to start standing up and saying what they believe and just start doing things. We can't stay locked down forever like Democrats want us to do.
No, agreed. Well, hey, so folks, if you're just tuned in, the financial guys, we've got Russ Thompson on the line. He's live at the Support the Blue Rally, Gratwick Park, River Road, North Tonawanda. Pretty easy to get there. I mean, anywhere you are in Western New York. I live in Elma. I bet it takes me 20 minutes to get where you are, maybe 25.
Yep.
I mean, there's so many expressways to get right where you are. And folks, go support Law and Order. Have a good time. Go get goosebumps like Russ just said he's got. He's feeling pretty good being around like-minded people, people who actually believe in America and that don't want to just keep seeing it get torn down. So, Russ, thank you so much for calling in. And I just continued. I feel so good that there's a lot of people there enjoying this day and supporting the blue.
Mike and Glenn and the office did a tremendous job helping us out. You know, they sent out press releases and they announced it. You know, I got a lot of credit goes to the financial guys themselves too. And we're family now. I know I've been accepted into the family, but I got nothing to do with finance.
Well, we all have something good that we do, right? We all support each other, and that's what this is all about today for the Blue. Support the Blue Rally, folks. Again, today, noon to 3, Gratwick Park, River Road, North Tonawanda. Go there now and enjoy that sun. Enjoy support of the Blue. Russ, thank you again, and we really appreciate you.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
You betcha. All right. Russ Thompson, one of our support conservative heroes in Western New York, right? Between him, Carl Palladino, and they're filling in. I love listening to their show when they're here.
They got the podcast now too, right?
Yeah.
Carl and Russ do.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Yep. It's becoming super like wildly popular. So yep. Folks, I think what we're going to do is take a quick break. We're going to talk about some of the things going on out there. The DNC convention speeches. Oh my, Nancy Pelosi sort of slipped, a little slip, talking about unemployment benefits.
That doesn't matter. It's just the post office.
It's just the post office. That's all. No, we're going to be back in just a moment, folks. Stay with us, okay? Great day here. Great Saturday. Beautiful. Stay with us here on the Financial Guys Radio Network.
You're listening to the Financial Guys Radio Network with guest host Mike Hayflick. Need your weekly Glenn and Mike fix? Check out their podcast, available on all streaming platforms and YouTube. New episodes are released every single week. Now, here's Mike Hayflick.
How can you justify such a large police presence near your home at a time when police officers are stretched to the limit and working 12-hour days? And why are you enforcing a law banning protests at residential homes that has not been enforced in recent memory when protesters showed up at homes of your predecessors, including Mayor Emanuel?
So as always, Fran has multiple questions rolled into one. So let me try to take them. Say it again.
You got it in one email, so.
Yeah, so.
Say it again.
But it's multiple questions, as it always is with Fran. And I'm going to defer in the first instance to the superintendent. But I'm going to say this. This is a different time like no other. This is a different time
True.
Like no other. And I'm not going to make any excuses for the fact that given the threats that I have personally received, given the threats to my home and my family, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that they are protected. And I make no apologies whatsoever for that. We are living in very different time, and I've seen the threats that have come in. And I have an obligation to keep my home, my wife, my 12-year-old, and my neighbors safe. The deployments that are there when they are necessary. It's not a 24-hour thing. And I think that residents of the city, understanding the nature of the threats that we are receiving on a daily basis, understand that I have a right to make sure that my home is secure. I've talked to my fellow mayors across the country and seen the kind of things that they have been done to them and their family members. I'm not going to have that happen. That's not what my wife...
No, she shouldn't allow that to happen. Chicago Mayor Lightfoot, she's the one who said, you know what, my hair needs to be cut. Anybody watching me on social media or on TV, I'm a leader. You can't get your hair cut. But I'm going to go get my hair cut against all these orders of staying home, staying protected, and so forth. She can be protected, Ron, right? With public public officers.
Having that fresh wig done. And, you know, again, her family and her their safety is more important than ours.
Absolutely.
Or actually, well, I mean, just in general.
Yeah.
One of my favorite parts of that, too, is I'm not going to make any excuses, but.
Here come the excuses.
I'm not going to make any excuses as the city burns due to Democrat and liberal policies, but I'm going to keep doubling down. I'm going to keep doubling down, but I need to be safe. No one else, just me.
Hypocrisy at its best. Like, honest to God, there's so many like Mayor Lightfoot who literally could be the picture right around the word hypocrisy forevermore. I mean, just simply in context, if you're trying to explain that to some kid who says, what does that mean? Play that and then show the video.
And Mike and Glenn have said it for how many months now that this you know, defund the police thing, it was going to come back to bite these people at some point because they were going to need the police for something.
But they keep doubling down on it, Mike. That's the problem. It's like, well, we need to get rid of their cars. They need to respond on bikes. Or like what you saw in Austin where, you know, Lance Armstrong of PED fame.
Right.
I'm not going to sell any more bikes to the Austin PD,
but
if my bike store gets robbed and or burned down, I expect you guys to show.
Right.
I'd be like, yeah, we're too busy. Click.
Unreal.
And I said this to you today. I mean, not to jump topics of the protesting and the rioting, but it's the same thing. Like, you know, they say, oh, the insurance will pay for it. The insurance will take care of all the damage, whatever.
The insurance.
It's just not how it works.
Like, it's all free.
Yeah.
rebuilding buildings and... Relicensing yourself to actually have businesses that were burned down, all that.
Well, that's how you create jobs in Democrat cities. Just burn it down.
Right.
Hopefully insurance pays, and then we can rebuild, and then we'll do it again.
Just burn it down. You know, and speaking of this, I think we have time for this. This clip number two, we read that stores are fleeing New York City. Surprise? No. Give me a break. Who would ever have
They're
a business—
all boarded up.
Who'd have a business in any of these major cities run by Democrats anymore when they don't have a sense of any urgency? They don't care about people's safety in those cities. They want the uproar. They want the uprising. They want the violence. I'm convinced they want it.
I agree. And I mean, you know, why don't we strive to do the right thing anymore?
That's the only idea.
Why don't you strive to be a better person, strive to do the right thing and you know, actually... You know, not fit in with society, but I guess, yeah, fit in with society. Like,
right.
What's wrong with that? Why do we have to be these crazy lunatics and do the most bizarre things in the world? I just don't understand that.
It's such a farce.
It is. And Warren Wilhelm doesn't even have a plan to let indoor dining occur in New York City. Mm-hmm. And last time I checked, I think fall's going to roll around the corner. So there goes outdoor dining.
Right.
Restaurants are going to be gone.
Oh, my gosh. So here's our governor, about a week and a half ago, basically pleading with some of the wealthier people that have lived in New York. Please come back. I'll cook for you. I'll buy you a drink, you know. Play this clip if you don't mind, Frank. This number two clip here. Stores fleeing New York City. This is Lauren Simonetti.
Fifth Avenue and 15 other luxury shopping districts in Manhattan saw their rent drop to an average $688 a square foot. The first time since 9/11 that rent went under $700. It's a decline of more than 11% from last year, according to the commercial real estate firm CBRE. Now, at the same time, if you look at the number of ground floor leases that are available, that reached a record high of 235. So, again, the pandemic is not only reshaping, but also repricing trophy properties. And what's going on in Manhattan, in the high-end areas here, serves as a leading indicator for other glitzy shopping districts. Vegas, yeah. Chicago's Miracle Mile, you name it. So we're going to start to see this in other places, too, if they haven't already.
Not rocket science, folks. When there is, you know, destruction, rioting every night, like, isn't it into the 90 days and running in Portland?
But even de Blasio was saying that the jails have the least amount of people since World War II. He's like, New York City's safer for it. But yet, crime stats keep going up. And we're not talking like, hey, you know, someone smashed my car window, which is still a crime.
Right.
We're talking violent crime.
Absolutely. There's shots fired in these major cities like nearly every night, like many, like 20 and 30 people are getting shot at, 3, 4, 5, 10 dying.
And if commercial real estate crumbles in this country, that's a major problem.
Right.
I mean, that's a huge problem. If a lot of these, you know, these commercial buildings can't rent space anymore, or they're renting it at a quarter of what they were 5 years ago.
Exactly.
That's a problem.
Mm-hmm. And not one mention of any of this stuff going on, not one mention to back the police, not one mention of all this rioting going on in major, major United States cities at this Democratic National Convention. I have a feeling that we're going to hear a real earful coming up this week, Monday, when the Republican National Convention begins. I'm certain of it. You've got Mike Hayflick, Ron Reinstein, Mike Spiraza here in for Mike Lomas and Glenn Wiggle. Stay tuned, folks. This is the Financial Guys Radio Network.
You're listening to The Financial Guys. To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930, toll free at 800-616-WBEN, and cell calls are free at star 930.
All righty, welcome back. Mike Hayflick and Mike Spiraza, Ron Reinstein in studio this weekend to share some time with you. Beautiful, beautiful Saturday summer day in Western New York. Have to support the Blue Rally today, folks. Support the Blue Rally down at Gratwick Park, River Road, North Tonawanda, until 3 o'clock. I have a feeling things will continue to sort of be fun even thereafter, my guess. When you get thousands, and I know it was somewhere around 1,000 people that Russ Thompson said had arrived on motorcycles, bicycles, trucks, cars, you name it, boats. They're all down by the riverside, enjoying each other, supporting the blue, supporting our blue, our law enforcement. So I am actually going to bring in, I'm so glad that, let's see here, Nancy. Nancy, thank you for calling in. Nancy, are you with KIA Memorial Road March?
Yeah, I'm not, actually, I'm one of their volunteers. I'm here with KIA, and I'm with the Constitutional Coalition of New York State, and we work alongside with them, and we're here today accepting canned goods and non-perishable food items for KIA, which is a not-for-profit organization that helps Gold Star mothers and homeless vets. And the turnout and the donations here have been completely overwhelming.
I love it.
I cannot even believe how many people are here. This is amazing. And I was just telling somebody, the good thing about this is when you're on lockdown and you're quarantined, you feel like you're all alone and nobody shares your views and you're fighting this fight against tyranny alone. But this event today that Russ Thompson put on, oh my God, there's a helicopter.
I can hear him. We can hear him.
And they're giving us the signal. But anyway, this event that Russ put on, this is awesome because you realize you are not alone and that the silent majority kind of isn't being silent anymore. But
right.
I know you probably don't want to talk to me. You probably want to talk to somebody from KIA. So I'm going to put Sandy on the phone.
Sandy, sure. Sandy from KIA. This is Sandy from KIA Memorial Road March. And Sandy, hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. You're on the air with Mike Hayflick, Mike Spiraz, Ron Reinstein. We're the Financial Guys, and we are so excited as we sit here in the studio to hear about the rousing success of what's happening right now at Gratwick Park in Tonawanda, North Tonawanda.
Well, it's an amazing turnout. I'm here with our veterans nonprofit group, KIA Memorial Road March. We're here to honor, obviously, our fallen military and our killed in line of duty, military and police and fire. And the turnout here was just amazing. I'm awestruck at how people love America, love the fallen, love their police. It's just incredible.
It's so, so exciting to hear. Tell us a little bit about why this has been a difficult year for KIA Memorial Road March.
Well, our founder, Jason, founded KIA to honor his best friend who was killed in action while they served in Iraq. He started our nonprofit in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
It's 110K Ruck March, and we actually collect food. And we usually have, now we've grown enough to have, you know, several events all year. And pretty much we've been, every event we've tried to host, we've been shut down because of COVID or, you know, other reasons. And so we have lost food, we've lost money, so we can't, really struggling to help our veterans in need as of now.
Gosh, well, I'll tell you what, there is a website. I looked you guys up, KIAMemorialMarch.com. That's KIAMemorialMarch.com. If you'd like to donate, you can also do this in person at the Support the Blue Rally right down at Gratwick Park right now until 3 o'clock. Donate some food items. You can donate some cash, I would imagine. Correct, Sandy?
Yes. We're taking both food items, cash. We're selling a lot of our merchandise, so you can proudly wear our KIA merchandise. We even have one with a flag on it that has the red stripe for fire, blue stripe for police, and a green stripe for military. So you can come down and support us that way as well.
Boy, oh boy. Give some of the local police officers, law enforcement, some fist pumps for us, okay? Boy, I wish we could be there. But we're so glad it's been a rousing success so far. It's not over yet, folks. Again, Sandy, thank you. This is at Gratwick Park, River Road, North Tonawanda, right now, supporting the law and order in our nation, but also here, obviously, in Western New York. Thanks again, Sandy.
Thank you so much for having us.
All righty. Awesome event. Support the Blue Rally going on right now, folks. Got a couple good texts here, by the way. Just left the Support the Blue Rally. Gave me goosebumps. I went with my 4-year-old and 2-year-old, Cat, the mom, in the minivan. Let's see, most beautiful sight I've seen in a long time. I saw the parade, got goosebumps, led by over 100 bikes, military vehicles, American flags, Trump flags, police escorts, miles of patriotism as far as the eye could see. Man, it's good stuff.
It is good stuff.
I'm not used to like thinking about good things. Like everything is doom and gloom.
Negative.
Especially this past
pessimistic
week.
Yeah. So
honestly, you wouldn't even think that we've had the best economy, like literally over the course of like the last 10 to 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
The economy was roaring all the way up through January. Remember when impeachment was like kind of in the news? Impeachment was.
You know what? It's actually interesting with the convention. They did not mention that.
Not one word about it.
Not one thing.
Nothing about Russia, although I think one word maybe about something about Russian whatever, because of course, Biden and everyone thinks that Russia, they're the biggest force against the United States.
Well, Putin does, you know, he controls the post office.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course he does. Mm-hmm. He's the new postmaster general, I think. I think that guy that they say is the new postmaster general is actually Putin. I'm just telling you, I watch Mission Impossible movies, and I know they can make those masks and make people look, you know, so I'm not going to, we'll see.
They could show up to protest outside this guy's house, but voting in person, nuh-uh.
Nope.
Oh, yeah, so I wanted to talk about that. So we're hearing all about this post office, the scandal, right? That Obama, now during his years, so I think from like 2011 to 2016 or so, he was like getting thousands and thousands of mailboxes off the streets.
Mm-hmm.
They were extra. They weren't being used. Nobody was putting envelopes in those boxes. So you get them off the street. It's efficient. You change the routes, right, of these postmen and women. Well, now they've turned it into, this isn't about impeachment anymore. It's not about Russia. It's not about waiting for the Mueller report. Now it's about the post office, the evil post office.
Well, the sheer stupidity of this. This was done. These pictures were taken when Obama was in office, just like the kids in cage
right
photo that went viral. Oh, Trump's putting everyone in a cage. And even his wife or Obama's wife mentioned that this mm-hmm past week.
Yeah.
This was all done under someone else.
I know.
Years ago.
It was years ago. That's and how, now it's more hypocrisy.
And now it's like the next national threat. I mean, it went from Russiagate, the Steele dossier, Mueller, Ukraine. Now post office boxes are
post
missing.
Office gate.
Been saying it for weeks now. It's just insulting, right? They'll do anything. They don't care what it takes, what it looks like. They're just doing it now.
Super insulting.
Yep.
It's super insulting. Now, here's the deal. When I think of this, I think, all right, now the most important thing we do as citizens, probably like the most important vote we do, is for the president of the United States. It happens once every 4 years. Just imagine, and you might be this person listening to the show today. You're 75, 80-year-old. Let's say you're a female. You still drive. You still get out. You get out and about. You're in different, you know, activities and so forth. How often do you go out during the week to just go to one of the local stores, right? Grocery stores, whatever, department stores, to just get your stuff, right? All the stuff you need, toilet paper, cold cuts, whatever. You might go out 3-4 times a week. You wear your mask. You're responsible, right? You go out. You drive. You come back home. This left is trying to say that that person, that 75, 80-year-old healthy female who can still drive, cannot make their way to the voting place, the polling place, to cast the most important vote that you have in 4 years for the most powerful position in the entire universe, the president of the United States. They're saying that you must do universal mailing. What? How are they even thinking this? I mean, I can't get over it.
Because even Erie County, how many people are on that voter roll that are either A, New York State citizens or residents still alive?
I was going to say dead, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of them are.
Yeah.
And how many, again, like even with New Jersey, there was a judge that overturned a election result because he goes, all these votes were cast fraudulently.
Yep. I just think I can't get over the arrogance. And like you said, it's insulting to me to think they are thinking you have to do universal mailing in. So what? We're going to be safe from this coronavirus.
And again, as Ron said earlier, if the mask was this 100%, you know, fail proof item that we knew, if that's what they're making it seem like, then we should just be able to put our mask on and go vote.
And I'd wear
Why
it.
Why can't we?
If you said I will guarantee you will not get this coronavirus. If you are around people and you have that mask on, there's a 100% chance you're not going to get it. There's not. It's about a 20% chance that it helps.
Right.
If that. I mean, honestly, I want to get to the phone. So some of you waiting right now, we're going to get to Steve in just one moment. Another text here. Hooray for Western New York for showing their support for law and order. Bet they couldn't get a permit to hold in Buffalo. Thank you, North Tonawanda. Oh, my. Maybe not. I don't know. Support the Blue Rally, folks, going on right now at Gratwick Park. Noon to 3, River Road, North Tonawanda. So, yeah, lots of fun this week listening to some of these DNC speeches, right? Let's see. We had Bernie Sanders. He was upset that the Republicans like John Kasich got more time than AOC. We've got, I added a couple little things here. We've got Bill, whatever happened to the Me Too movement, Clinton, and wife Hillary, don't you forget about me. Remember that song? Don't you forget about me. I think that's her new theme song. Don't you forget about me, Hillary Clinton.
She loves the attention. She loves.
Oh, she needs it.
She loves the
attention. She needs it. It's right. Yeah. Both of them.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Yeah.
But she's basically pushed Bill out of the way, clearly, over the last four or 5 years, and she's the limelight now.
Yeah.
She's the one, though. What did she say recently? It was, oh, my goodness.
The popular vote comment? Is that what
you're talking about? Yeah. She says, well, and, you know, Joe and Kamala, don't forget, you might even win the popular vote and lose the election. Take it from me.
Right.
Like, she cannot stand to have anyone else in the spotlight. She must have the spotlight, this one. Just crazy. So we're going to take a quick break. I think right after the break, Steve and Holly, please stay tuned. We're going to take some phone calls as soon as we return. We are The Financial Guys on The Financial Guys Radio Network.
You're listening to The Financial Guys Radio Network with guest host Mike Hayflick. Need your weekly Glenn and Mike fix? Check out their podcast, available on all streaming platforms and YouTube. New episodes are released every single week. Now, here's Mike Hayflick.
Alrighty, welcome back. Happy to be here, The Financial Guys. If you think like us, folks, if you need us throughout the week, we do manage money for a living. You want to go through our special homework process? We call it pretty unique. Our homework process actually asks you to share with us what you spend, because expenses are a big part of retirement. They're a big part of what we'd all do as a household. A lot of financial planners, financial advisors, they're only talking about, and this is what Ron Reinstein said a minute ago, they just care about accumulation of wealth. We care about far more than that. We have a very, very comprehensive one-stop shop, we call it, financial planning, retirement income planning. We have a special dedicated team for independent wealth management, couple chartered financial analysts, John Thurr, Paul Meeks, Dan Neiman, our CIO. We have just a phenomenal team, lots of people to help you. Social Security planning, Ron Reinstein and I, Ron Pierce, we all help people with claiming strategies. Okay, it's not just about going down to that office, going to the SSA field office and claiming your benefit. It's far, far more important to talk to someone who knows what they're doing.
And they're not there to tell you that you're making the wrong decision either, folks. That it is in their operating manual that if they're like, yeah, that probably isn't going to be good.
Yep.
They're not going to stop you. They are there to process the claim that you asked them to do.
That's exactly right.
The other part, too, though, is what we're finding is people are getting the wrong information from just their interactions with these people that work there.
Yep.
There's a lot of turnover.
They
don't know the nuances that Mike and I do with the claiming rules. All the above. How much they're gonna ask you, how much do you have withheld with taxes? You're like, well, I'm not sure. They're not gonna tell you.
You will not go from a failed to a fortified retirement plan by just trying to get help from those agents, folks. It's just not gonna happen. But you will talking to certified Social Security claiming strategists. So please call us. Property and casualty, auto and home insurance. Mike Spiraza here heads up our division there. Any success stories?
Yeah, we had a couple this week. Yeah. I met with somebody yesterday. Not a huge amount of savings, but we upped his coverage a little bit. He was lacking service where he was currently. Couldn't get a hold of people. Wouldn't quote him, re-quote him, I should say. So saved him a few hundred dollars on a home. Just brought his auto and umbrella right over the way it was. Every week, though, it's either $200 of savings, $800 of savings, $1,000 of savings. And if we can't save you money, we tell you that, too. It's not like we have to give you something that day. I'll tell you, if you're in a good spot, stay where you are. Keep doing what you're doing because there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. And you often take over contracts that are with an existing company, right?
I do. Sometimes people lose their broker, sadly, if the broker passes away or he sells his agency because he can't do it anymore or he just gets out of the business. And sometimes they're not getting the service they want. Sometimes they're not getting, the coverage they need. So we can take things over, fix some things, and,
it's awesome.
Become your broker, help you out.
Tell you what. You might think, oh, come on, what is auto and home insurance, umbrella policies, business insurance? What does all that have to do with what you guys do? I'll tell you, it has a lot to do with what we do because Ron and I are often concerned about how are people accumulating wealth? How are they using that capital through a successful retirement? But like I said, part of this is expenses. We've got Medicare. We've got health insurance covered. We have a wonderful group of people. I want to mention a couple that I often don't remember. We have Mike Shaver, Steve Grisco. If you've come in and seen them, you'll see what kind of stand-up guys they are. We have a phenomenal team, folks. So if you need us throughout the week, 833-FIN-GUYS, locally in Western New York, 716-633-1515. You can also like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, at FIN-GUYS. We have a podcast. We have a YouTube channel. All sorts of ways to find us. The other thing you could do is go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. Check out TFG Academy. We have a schedule of different virtual events. You can go to The Financial Guys Academy, The Financial Guys, and click on TFG Academy and find out what we're doing over the next couple weeks, couple months, okay? Let's get to the phones. We've got Steve. Steve, I believe in Niagara Falls?
Yes, sir.
Hi, sir. Thanks for waiting. How are you today?
I'm very well. Thank you very much. I just wanted to mention that as a retired police officer myself, when I went down to Grant.
Yes, thank you.
Extremely, extremely encouraging to see. I did not expect to see that turnout. And, walking around, it was wonderful. And as I was walking around, it made me think, I'm wondering if the local affiliates get their marching orders from the major networks because there was not one local ABC, NBC, or CBS news affiliate that was there, but there was a Spectrum truck there, and I just made that observation, and it made me think. It's amazing that something like that, and I don't know. In all fairness, maybe they will show up later. In the whole hour, plus that I was there, not one major affiliate was there.
That is something else. I never would have thought about that. I'm sure this has been out there online. You know, I'm sure Russ Thompson has gotten the word out.
If not there's 1,000 people there, they know. Yeah. They know. If there's over 1,000 people there.
Well, and they can get somewhere within minutes.
Right.
Well, there's smoke, there's fire. Right. And thank you very much for serving in the line of duty too, Steve.
Fabulous. Wow. Tell us how you felt when you first arrived. Was it just like one of these, whoa, like look at all the people kind of moments for you?
I'm sorry?
Was it just one of these like crazy, like, wow, look at all these people moments when you arrived?
Yeah, it really was. I mean, I don't live too far from there, and it's, you know, I went down there, and when I saw all the vehicles and all the people there, it kind of like took me aback for a second.
That's great. Well, that's awesome. Well, thanks for calling in. Thanks for your patience. Have a great day. Guys, support the Blue Rally, Gratwick Park, River Road, North Tonawanda. Thanks again, Steve.
You got it. Thanks.
All righty. Awesome. That's so cool to hear. I'm telling you, I'm starting to get really excited that maybe, just maybe, the silent majority has awakened. And thank you, Russ Thompson, for putting this event together. Again, folks, this event, you can donate non-perishable food items, dollars. I'm sure they'll take some money. This is all going to be for the KIA. That's Killed in Action, KIA Memorial Road March. Please support the blue today, folks. Enjoy. Even if you can't make it down to the rally, maybe just do something in your neighborhood. Do something at your own homes. Lots of parties going on here in Western New York. Great day. It's a great day.
It is.
It's so cool. You guys, so you have some connections to law enforcement, right? Yep. Oh, and before we get there, there's something that he said that it made me think. Steve said local affiliations, news networks, right? Yep. What's the story with the news networks lately, Mike?
So we had a, and I think we're going to play the commercial here, but we put out a commercial on Fox News, actually, a Financial Guys Home and Auto commercial that was now taken down by Fox Corporate, I believe.
Can we play that? So we're going to play this, folks, and give you a sense of, boy, we thought maybe Fox was one of the last men standing, so to speak, like one of the last media outlets that's not going to censor, not going to, I don't know, limit what we can say.
We thought wrong.
Go ahead.
Are you looking to really save money on your home and auto insurance? How about having someone shop over 25 companies to save you money? Give us 14 minutes and we'll shop over 25 companies for you. Listen, it's so easy a liberal could do it. Call 833-FIN-GUYS or go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. Give us 14. Wait, that's my line, isn't it?
Yeah.
What do you, dummy? Are you really looking to save money? Right
on the money. Yes, yanked.
So that was yanked after 2 days, and we were told that you cannot use the term liberal, you cannot use the term snowflake, you cannot use anything political. They said we could say it's so easy a baby could do it, but you can't use the term we use, and they ripped it off, and, you know.
I hear those words all the time. I mean, you could go through all the different people on primetime. How often do you hear snowflakes and liberal?
Every other minute.
Countless times.
Why
is that allowed on those? Why can't we, freedom of speech? It wasn't anything vulgar, although now it's considered vulgar.
Right.
Unreal.
And to us, you know, we figured it would happen. So it happened and we were planning on it, but, you know, it lasted 2 days and we got ripped off the station for that.
Just spineless.
Yeah. They are.
I mean, just spineless. And you'd think, well, we're paying. I mean, it's not like we're saying, hey, can you put us on for free? We're paying to be on. Doesn't matter.
And it's not $10 a commercial on there either. That's
the
other thing. No,
of course not.
You know, so, you know.
Oh, my goodness. So, yes, even now Fox News seems to be a little bit fearful of letting people just say what they mean, you know.
Well, that's Murdoch's kids. They're taking over the business, and they're all never Trumpers. They're all like, he's so mean. So it doesn't shock me. That's why I like with Tucker. I'd be very curious to see how much longer he lasts there.
Well, Hannity, too. I mean, I think both of them, I wonder how long, because they say it how they see it, you know. So
they'll be on satellite radio, right? They'll just go online. That's what they're going to do. But you know what? They better go somewhere and keep saying the truth, because a lot of these things, we did not hear, again, I cannot believe this, the Democratic National Convention, we did not hear once about these cities that are in flames right now. Not one time did we hear that.
Didn't hear about China?
Didn't hear about China. Steve Bannon, right?
Yeah.
Heard, oh my gosh, that's like covering the airwaves right now. You can't turn on any of those stations without hearing about Steve Bannon, who used to work for the Trump campaign, who may have now, may have. Allegedly, because I know, I have a feeling he's coming out swinging. He's saying, oh, I'm not going to go down on this. Are you kidding me? This is a political hit.
This guy's got, I mean, he's got like the residual from Seinfeld syndication. I don't think he's going to grift $1 million.
You know what?
I mean, I don't, but again, I mean, it could happen. I'm not saying it couldn't, but I just don't think it.
I want to wait. I'm waiting for the evidence, but who needs evidence and facts anymore, right?
Not the left.
Just do as we say.
Yeah.
Do as we say. Steve Bannon should go to prison for the rest of his life.
They tell us that we need to believe in science, but they tell us that there's 35 genders.
Nah.
Science says that the mask stops corona.
It's unbelievable.
But the world's going to end if we don't go all renewable, as California is burning to the ground yet again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fires and protests everywhere.
Must be a coincidence.
Holly. Holly in Tonawanda. You are on the air, Holly. Thank you for waiting.
Yes. Global warming didn't catch on well enough, so we had to come up with a pandemic.
Ah. Yeah. Yes, that's true. Did we hear a little bit about global warming, climate change?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you think about this Support the Blue rally, Holly? You're in Tonawanda, so not too far from you, just down River Road.
It's awesome. And look, like Steve had just said, where's our local news? This is not just, you know, an isolated incident. This happens out, like, how does this happen unless it's organized? I say, you know, everybody there, you know, video as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Send it in.
Absolutely. Take lots of video, lots of Facebook, send these things out, spread the word, folks. In fact, you'll love this, Holly. We just got some texts. 7 is there, so WKBW, nice. Channel 4 just pulled in. Do you think they were listening to us? Nah, I doubt it.
No.
We'll take credit for it.
So that's cool. That's good. We're going to get a little bit of coverage on this. Let's see how much they actually do cover later in the day. So, Holly, anything else?
I have a question.
Sure.
I wonder. It's okay. I knew since March.
Hey, Holly, stay with us, okay? Stay with us. We're going to take a hard break here. You've got the Financial Guys Radio Network, Mike Hayflick, Mike Spiraza, Ron Reinstein here. Stay tuned, folks.
The following is paid programming.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management. The Financial Guys and Independent Solutions are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, LLC. The political views on this show do not reflect the views of Peak Brokerage. This show is not intended to provide specific legal, tax, investment, or other professional advice. Please consult a professional for your specific situation. This radio show is for informational purposes only and is not intended to solicit or recommend any particular security. The information discussed is obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but its accuracy and completeness are not guaranteed.
It's time to talk money.
Open the curtain, please. We are introducing New York State Clean Hand Sanitizer, made conveniently by the state of New York.
It's the Financial Guys radio program with local financial experts Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
This is a superior product to products now on the market. Purell, competitor, New York State Clean. It has a very nice floral bouquet, little I detected, lilac, hydrangea, tulips, what is it?
Now, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Alrighty, welcome back. This is Mike Hayflick with the Financial Guys, along here with Mike Spiraza, Ron Reinstein here in studio. A beautiful, beautiful Saturday afternoon. Have to do this again. Support the Blue Rally going on right now at Gratwick Park, River Road, North Tonawanda. This is to raise money for KIA Memorial Road March. One of our friends and I'm going to say frequent hosts of this show, Russ Thompson, assembled this. We have heard that there are upward of 1,000 people, trucks, cars, motorcycles, bicycles, people walking, boats, you name it. Lots of people out there, folks, at Gratwick Park to support the Blue. Supporting our law enforcement, law and order, folks, is still important to most of us. Whether you listen to the DNC convention or not, law and order is still important to us. You might not have known it if you listened to those three, four nights of speeches.
I'm just excited for the team of social workers that are going to come and solve all the issues that police and, you know, even fire respond to.
Honestly, I think they're going to say, oh, settle down. Let's make some tea. Let's sit in the parlor. Let's talk about this. And they're going to say, no, lady, and goodbye. And
or woman. Or man, I mean.
Honestly.
If we all just could love each other, it would all
just
be fixed.
Yeah, just hold hands, love, and hope. Oh, we got a nice little something to play later. But Holly, we're back. Thank you for your patience. Go ahead. You've got the floor again, so to speak.
I got to say, I didn't think anybody used the word parlor anymore.
How about supper?
We're going to have supper in the parlor today, kids. Yeah.
Davenport. Yes. Listen, I got a serious question, and I'm appealing to you guys not only as financial guys and people that know the Constitution, but as fellow Americans. Could it be that we are under martial law and our Constitution has been covertly suspended? And I ask this because with all the bizarre world stuff going on, since the president declared this emergency March 13th,
mm-hmm.
six states did the lockdown. That means six governors, right? Executive orders are out flying out the window. All mayors, county executives, Department of Health commissioners, liquor authorities, doing daily process, new guidance. It's as if they were all, not just in New York, but mm-hmm. in America, it's as if they were given the green light that, hey, you guys can just get out there now and just, we're in an emergency,
mm-hmm.
public health emergency, go ahead and just, you know, if you want to use the Coast Guard and chase surfers out of the water, if you want to release level 3 sex offenders and lock down the seniors, just, you know, and then the mask, it didn't stop. I knew in my area, come May, June, my fellow people in my area, they're not going to be wearing the masks. They're mm-hmm. for this. Why? No, it's gotten worse. Now stores are like, they are no longer, it violates so many laws. It goes against color law, ADA, OSHA,
mm-hmm.
The Civil Rights Act. So they stopped Walmart and Target, from what I heard. The big, not the small businesses,
mm-hmm.
making the workers confront and enforce this as law when it's not law. But the signs now are more prominent, like don't enter without your mask. My question is, do you think, where do executive orders end? Like, is
they don't.
Emergency?
Yeah.
And how long can they keep doing this to us?
Well, in New York, it seems like they'll never end. And the word that you used, covertly, is the one word I have a problem with, because it wasn't very covert. Our governor basically taking all the control away. And we've had David DiPietro on to explain this. He took all this control away. There was not even really votes to give him the power. I mean, maybe there was. Was it just like an implied, like, oh, sure, governor, go ahead, take all this control?
It's Democrat control. But the other point that she, you know, from this question that was posed to us, they're not giving it back.
No.
All this power, all the things, all mm-hmm. the restrictions. Look, like you said, March 13th, 15 days, we got to stop the curve. What are we, day 160?
Yeah.
And what's changed that we can go to a restaurant, sit and eat, without a mask, but if we go to the bar, we go to the bathroom, mm-hmm. well, you better have that mask on.
Yeah. And again, the hypocrisy. Cuomo can fly down to, Georgia he went down to?
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. He can sit there and you know, fly, come back the same day, no big deal, because corona doesn't hit you if you fly in one day. You know, the Fauci at the baseball game with mm-hmm. no mask on.
Right.
First off, I can't even get into a baseball game if I tried right now. And second off, I know he threw the first pitch out, but that doesn't mean he has to sit there and watch it the whole game.
Oh, God, he didn't.
You know, but you get the point. You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just hypocrisy at every level right now.
Holly, it's simply this. There's a different set of rules for us, and there's different sets of rules for them. And it's just like all these protesters that basically turn into violent rioters.
Mm-hmm.
There's no consequences. So they're doing whatever they want. They can do whatever they want until this general election. And then I have a feeling everything settles down, right? It's going to settle down.
I think it's going to get worse. I mean, if Trump wins again, which, knock on wood, it'll probably happen.
Mm-hmm.
it's going to get worse. They're not going to stop. They're not going to be like, oh, you know, after 4 years, we'll take the L on this one. We'll get them next cycle. No.
I just have a feeling a lot of them return back to their parents' basements.
Well, they're probably already there.
I think the easiest way to fix it, though, is what you just said. Hold people responsible for their actions. Yeah. If you start holding everybody responsible for their actions, and not just with rioting, but with everything, things will change.
But
quickly.
How do you do that with rioting? I mean, look at all the laws that Albany passed. I mean, you're going to get an appearance ticket.
Well, that's but actually hold them responsible, not just, act like we are. Actually hold them responsible, arrest them, prosecute them. You know, if you burn down a building, that's a big time crime.
But it is. But then it's just like the police, the ones that are down there right now, ask them if you're down there. They went from proactive policing to reactive policing. And now if you even do anything
wrong.
It's not
even reactive anymore.
Well, that's it. Like there's 50 cameras. They're like, see, so-and-so did this and this, this and that. But now, again, if you're going to arrest these people, which you can and they do, here's your appearance ticket.
Right.
You think they're showing up to court? I can tell you they're not,
right?
Because from people I know, they're like, then we got to go rearrest them again.
Mm-hmm.
They post, 10% bail. Thanks again, Albany. And then maybe they'll show up to court again. You think they care?
No.
They don't care. Holly, this was from 5 days ago. Over 60 Portland 911 calls. 911, I'm thinking of like 911, like a turbo Porsche or something. 911 calls were unheeded overnight as police had to respond to rioting. So not only are all these laws just sort of being forgotten, but all these criminals are basically taking over, and there's not even really enough police officers now to respond to 911 calls. This is going to keep spreading. I mean, there are a lot of Democrat-controlled cities that are still not under siege, but there are a lot. It seems like every week there's a new one.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Take away their money, take away their training, take away their equipment. Yep. Well, guess what? Now your response is going to drop lower. And then even the class that decides to go through the academy, you're going to have the crappiest cops out there.
Yeah.
Period. Because they're going to be like, wait, I'm going to get paid, maybe half of what they start at today.
Get shot at.
That too.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah.
Holly, thank you for calling. I hope you have a great, great weekend.
Can it just...
All right. Sorry if I maybe oops.
Sorry for cutting you off, Holly.
Yeah. Sorry, Holly. I did have my finger close to the drop button, but I didn't think I was actually hitting it. So thanks. Call in again, though, please. Oh, boy. So lots going on today. Support the Blue Rally right now. Gratwick Park, River Road, North Tonawanda. Until 3 o'clock, our friend Russ Thompson organized this great event. Oh, yes. And we saw something online this week. The wrong Trump died, right? President Trump's brother, beloved brother, best friend, Robert, passed away. And the loving left says, oh, it was the wrong brother. The other one should have died, right?
And that wasn't just, you know, I'll call them idiots on social media. Mm-hmm. That was, people in the news. That was an NAACP chapter president that said that on social media. And that to me is just sickening because everything they want is... Everybody's equal. Everybody's this. That's not right. I mean, that's just
no.
Everyone's equal if you think like we do.
Right.
Sounds like socialism.
Right.
The smirks that you see from these people that say those things. It's just that there's no one to question them. There's nobody to reprimand them. There's nobody to fire them. You imagine conservative-minded people, conservative talk show hosts doing that. Seriously, if it was a President Obama's brother or something. Oh, the wrong one died.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. They get tarred and feathered and thrown out of their job.
And if I saw somebody that I liked say that about an Obama or somebody, I would have been furious,
come on,
too. Like,
guys.
Come on, man. Get
like
it together.
Enough.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
enough.
But they keep poking the bear. So how much longer do you really think it's going to continue where there's not going to be a response? And the response isn't going to be anything that, I guess I'll put it for lack of a better word, they're going to want to deal with.
Right.
And you keep poking... You keep deriding the cancel call, like all the stuff that they do.
Right.
A, conservatives, you know what? My opinion is different. Start playing by their rules.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares?
And you wonder. You wonder if that's where it's going. Maybe after this week, Monday, the beginning of the GOP's national convention, maybe it sets something off. Maybe it sparks this uprising amongst what has been the silent majority, like way too silent. Mike Lomas says it all the time. Like, everybody's just like allowing this to happen.
Right.
Like, business owners, come on, let's go. Open up your gyms, open up your restaurants, and say, you know what? If we all do it, Nobody can, you can't stop everybody. They'll try, but they can't. They can't do it.
Right.
So let's hit one more phone call here before this quick break, and then we're going to hear from our real estate expert, Todd Eichinger, in just a moment. But let's go ahead with, Roger. Roger in Kenmore. How are you?
Good, sir. Good program. Good. What I like about you guys, you have a good mix of business and politics.
Thank you.
But let me talk about some rather mundane thing here, money, okay?
Mundane, I love it. Okay, go ahead.
In my 457 plan, I got a fund that is into tech stocks, okay?
This
thing has been phenomenal since the downfall in April, whenever it was. It's come back totally plus, all right? My question is there good, can you guys see whether or not, I know nobody can predict the future, but these tech stocks, can you see a bubble bursting sometime soon or anything like that?
Well, let me start, and I think Ron Reinstein can then chime in too. The way I see it is that there are always going to be good sectors in an economy, right? For a long time, maybe it was the oil and gas, the financials, the airlines. A lot of those things got hammered since the COVID crisis, right? March 23rd was the very, very bottom of the market. What did that do? It forced a lot of us to just work from home, maybe work from the office and not see people in person. We had to rely on more technology. Doesn't seem like a lot of that's going away. What we think, though, is that you always have to make minor adjustments. If you've made a killing, just a whole bunch of money in certain areas.
Nothing wrong with taking profits.
There you go. So go ahead, Ron. Talk a little bit about our rebalancing.
About too, is that you just want to look at it in terms of your risk. And that's the other part, too, is that is it getting overweighted as a position where you're like, okay, a lot of my money is going into the tech stock or this fund keeps performing. There's always going to be a pullback, like you said. We just don't know when. Take some of the profits, move it to something that's like a little bit, you know, lower performing or a new position. But it, again, like it just does boil down to how much risk you're comfortable with.
Let's see. Right now in my 457, it is about 40% of my total investment.
Okay. So let's say I want to know this. What did it start at, though? Like back in, let's say, January. Where was that in March? How much of a percentage did it take up then?
Oh, probably, I would say 20% maybe, or would it, no, I'm sorry, probably about 15%.
Yeah, so see what happened? I mean, you
that
just
grew
made
by 35%. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
But that's the other part, too, is you just don't want to get too overweighted. You want to be it goes back to diversification and also the level of risk that you want to take inside that portfolio.
Stay within the style that you feel you are. If you ever want to meet with some of us, this is what we do for a living. We can evaluate your portfolio. We can give you a sense of how much risk are you actually taking on with the precise, the very specific holdings that you're holding. We have awesome software to help you with something like that, Roger. Okay, so if you want to give us a ring at 633-1515, meet with one of us. We'd be happy to do that, okay?
But when it fell down, I also took money out of the stable income fund, which is like a savings account. Stuck more in there.
Yeah, I think it's just a matter of having good balance. I mean, having balance and understanding who you are as an investor and what you're trying to accomplish as an investor. Don't just listen to the herd, okay? Don't do what everyone else is doing because it often might not suit you for your own household. So again, reach out to us. We'd love to sit with you and get a better sense of what you're trying to accomplish.
But part of me says, this is so darn good, I don't want to give it up.
I know. Well, that is the problem. Roger, don't be a stranger. That is definitely the problem when you have a good winner in a portfolio. It's really hard to part with it. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you, our investment team would definitely say, listen, as you said, Ron, take some profits, take some gains sometimes.
You don't want to have 40% of your account
sector. That's exactly right. So we're going to take a quick break here, very quick break, and we'll come back and talk a little bit more about that Democratic National Convention. You have Mike Hayflick, Mike Sparazza, and Ron Reinstein here with the Financial Guys Radio Network.
You're listening to the Financial Guys Radio Network with guest host Mike Hayflick. Need your weekly Glenn and Mike fix? Check out their podcast, available on all streaming platforms and YouTube.
New episodes are released every single week. Now, here's Mike Hayflick.
Alrighty, welcome back. We are the Financial Guys here every Saturday, 1 to 3 p.m. on in many places, actually, here in Western New York, News Radio 930 WBEN. We are out in Rochester on Wham Radio, down in South Florida. Is it WFTL?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yep. 850?
Yep.
I just get, I don't know.
There's too many numbers. Yeah.
Radio.com.
Too many numbers. Too many numbers in my age now. That's maybe the problem. Is
you're getting forgetful.
Well, no. Well, if Joe Biden doesn't get forgetful, I don't, okay? Come on. He's got about 30 years on me, maybe, something like that. To reach us throughout the week, folks, you can call us at 716-633-1515 or 833-FIN-GUYS. Love the financial questions. It makes me feel like I'm sitting back in my desk at my office. We see lots of people, Ron, right? We do a mm-hmm. lot of planning with people. We have great software to support what you're trying to do to really illustrate some of the things you're trying to do. And we always use that word optimize. We're trying mm-hmm. to make the best of all that capital.
Optimal decisions. The plan's the big part. It's not, we don't come in hot and say this is what we should do with the investments. We say it's the plan. We need yep. to generate that income, that capital that you are allowed to do what you want to do. But also in terms of the fun, the discretionary. Yep. On top of paying your expenses. They don't drop as you get older.
No.
It's just, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, that's the big thing. That's why when we talk about the homework, how much are you going to spend in retirement? We always say, go high.
Go high, for sure. Not high in terms of smoking pot high.
Well, that's fine if you want it, but still.
We're talking about go high on the numbers, folks. Make sure you have an enjoyable retirement, one that you actually feel good about. Real quick, I want to go to our friend, our real estate expert, Todd Akinger. Todd, how are you?
I am finer than frog here, my friend. How are you?
Hey, we're doing well. What's the market like out there for you?
We can breathe this week. With everybody being released to what's going on with the schools, everybody's kind of digesting that.
Mm-hmm.
While it is still busy, it is not, 110 miles an hour. We're down to about 98.
Okay.
That's nice. I got to eat dinner at home this week. That was a bonus.
Nice. Well, mortgage rates are still historically low, but they threw that little 50 basis point fee in there.
Yeah. Ryan informed me of that.
Mm-hmm.
Dropped that, and one of my clients luckily snuck in right under the radar before they dropped that.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of money, but I guess the good news is it's not anything crushing and game changing for most people. It's just out of pocket, unforeseen, and just a small little something.
Sure. And it wasn't that meant to sort of slow down the activity a little bit?
Yeah, but I don't know how well that would work. The rate right. is still low. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. So a 50 basis point, on a $200,000 mortgage, about $1,000 added to your closing fees. I don't think that would dissuade people, but what a money grab that is, though, huh? Jeez, what money grab. Anyway, so what do you have any places out there that you'd like to promote right now? How are things going?
Oh, good. Actually, I got three lists coming on Monday and Tuesday. So, Mr. and Mrs. Eichinger have been pretty busy.
Very good. Very good. Well, that's awesome. So people are still buying up homes just as the school year now approaches, whatever that's going to look like. We could yeah. debate that, what that's going to look like. But there's lots of activity, huh?
We always hit a couple, two or three week little hiccup right now. And then as soon as we get in the, first, second week of September,
mm-hmm.
we're back to holy smokes again for a little while. And then you'll slow down for Christmas. But there's still a ton of inventory out there, if you will, for local numbers. But it's still a great time to sell.
Awesome. Tell us how to get in touch with you.
716-912-8684.
All right. That's
912-86-84.
84. Thank you. That's Todd Akinger. Thank you, Todd, for holding, and thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely.
All right. Very good. We're going to take a quick break here in a moment. We're going to come back with John from Rochester. Folks, I hope you're having a great Saturday. Support the Blue Rally, Gratwick Park, River Road, right now till 3 o'clock, folks, so you might still be able to get down there, have a little fun, join some folks that are decking out their cars, trucks, motorcycles to support the Blue KIA Memorial Road March. We'll be collecting, and folks, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Financial Guys.
This is the show where money meets politics. I'm your host today, Glenn Wiggle, here with Mike Lomas.
It's time to talk money.
Do you know what he's done? The gap between the rich and the poor is going down. We've got 3.6% unemployment rates. Do you know what this man is doing?
The media will come out as the lapdogs, kissing the butt of the Democrat Party.
To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930.
All righty, welcome back. We're in our final half an hour here, the Financial Guys. Mike Hayflick, Mike Sparazza, and Ron Reinstein in studio. And we have to talk a little bit about some of these speakers at the Democratic National Convention. Here's something, though, we found. An Iowa State professor, she threatens to dismiss students who oppose abortion or Black Lives Matter, of course. And this is what she actually wrote in her syllabus. And, by the way, anyone back on campuses, college campuses, like my daughter Madison, hope you're having some fun. I think the classes start Monday from your bed on an iPod.
14 days?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. This is what the Iowa professor said, though, and this was labeled giant warning in capital letters on her syllabus. It says, this is banned, instances of othering. It says, I had no idea what it meant. It says, which it defined as sexism, ableism, A-B-L-E-I-S-M.
So, there's two words that I think she just made up, and she teaches English.
I don't know what that, I truly don't. I don't know what ableism, it almost sounds like enabling someone to do, whatever. Homophobia, and a variety of other things. This is where it gets really fun. The same goes for any papers, projects. You cannot choose any topic that takes at its base that one side doesn't deserve the same basic human rights as you do. Oh, and this is, for example, no arguments against gay marriage, abortion, or Black Lives Matter, etc. I take this seriously, she says. So talk about a threatening kind of notice in a syllabus, right? What on earth? Iowa State, so
that's
I don't know.
Educational system right there.
Mm-hmm. And this is everywhere. I think that's really what's caused what's going on out there. Yep. I mean, a lot of these people, they go in to these liberal arts types of study programs, things that really don't have, a very specific profession once you graduate. Yep. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You could probably be a really smart person and have a liberal arts degree and be a very successful, have a great career and be a good citizen. But it's hard to say to somebody with that liberal arts degree, this is what you can go do. This is how you're going to make a living.
But imagine as a parent, that if you're paying for your kid's school, this is what you're paying for?
Honest to God.
I'd be go get a job. Well, I'm not paying for
you
this
You guys
crap.
Know my father, and if he ever read a syllabus like that, he would have ripped me out of that school so fast. I wouldn't have lasted another 5 minutes in class. He would have ripped
no
me right out of
There's no question about it. Talk about college is supposed to be where you can speak your mind and develop your own ideas. This professor at Iowa State is basically saying, I will tell you how to think. Mm-hmm. I will tell you what's allowed and what's not.
And
disgusting.
By the way, who writes papers about people not having human rights? I mean, does anybody
who's in favor of not having human rights?
Right. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, it's just insane. Really insane. We're going to go to John in Rochester, and then we're going to get some of these clips from, we've got our wonderful Emperor Cuomo spoke at the DNC, of course. We've got Kamala Harris, some thoughts about Kamala Harris. I couldn't bear to have any of her speech in this. Although the very beginning of her speech was very good. It was very touching. So was Joe Biden's, by the way, the very beginning of it, where he's talking about his upbringing and they show the clip of him on a train. And it was pretty cool. It was really poignant. But once they got to basically everything against Trump, hate Trump, hate Trump, hate Trump, it got really old. And that's what most of the week was all about. So let's bring in John from Rochester. John, thank you for waiting, my friend.
Hey, Mike and Mike. Listen, I'll tell you, a great day in North Tonawanda, huh?
Oh my gosh! I hate to say it, but the old Chris Matthews, I get a chill up my leg when Obama speaks and all that. We did actually get some chills here in this studio, hearing of how successful that is down there on the riverside. So it's really really cool that we finally have some people out supporting the blue. And again, that's at Gratwick Park on River Road in North Tonawanda. It's still going on, folks, so if you want to head down there. What do you got on your mind today, John? What did you think about this this event, the Democratic National Convention this week?
I watched what I could stomach. It was
right.
Really hard to watch. But I did. I did watch part of it. It was disgusting, and the media reaction, I think, was disgusting. Also, the way they just were unbelievable as far as their praise of all the speakers and.
Mm-hmm.
Biden, one of the best speeches ever, and definitely a teleprompter speech. And it does appoint it in Fox, too. I listened to a couple of the people on Fox, and they were very singing the praises of a lot of the convention and Biden, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty milquetoast. But it's the media that is propping this guy up. There's no doubt about it.
No question. And how about Bill Clinton trying to give Oval Office advice to Donald Trump? How about the hypocrisy and the disgust in that? Jeez.
It's unbelievable. I mean, he should have brought out his favorite cigar or something. You
know? Honest to God. I just can't believe they have the nerve to do that. Like, talk about nerve. To say, you know, he's turned the Oval Office not into a command center, but a storm center.
Right.
What did you turn it into? You turned it into I don't even want to talk.
A strip club.
Yeah. Literally, like that's what you get. You get that sense of, whenever I think of Bill Clinton, I think of that.
Yeah.
Well, the other part with Clinton, crickets for him in that photo.
Absolutely.
One of Epstein's, you know, girls that he was trafficking.
And to go back to Biden for a second, too, the crazy thing with that speech is giving him praise. I mean, what was praise about it? Because he was forming full sentences there? Like, and I'm not, you know, I have family that's had, you know, dementia and mm-hmm. things like that. It's not a funny topic, but the thing is if the guy can't legitimately form a sentence without a teleprompter, what does that say about it?
And he plagiarized his speech, too, from a Canadian.
Right. Yeah. John, it's pretty cruel, actually, to see them parade Biden out, like, anytime he comes out of his basement. It really does. I have family members that are pretty much near that type of state.
Me too.
For you know, of mind and cognitive ability. It literally, my first feeling when I see that, it's like sadness. Mm-hmm. It's like, this is really brutal.
Yep.
That they're riding their hopes on this poor guy. He literally doesn't know one thing from another.
No. I'm surprised he didn't reference corn pop in his speech.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's like it really is weakening Bernie's. The guy is in deep, deep trouble. But, you know, the thing that I got out of this thing is I think the expectations are so low for him.
Mm-hmm.
He performs in any decent way in the debates, the media is probably going to be so complimentary.
Right.
Performance. Like they were in his speech at the convention. You know, the other thing that really bothers me, well, number one, the media is the culprit. Donald Trump calls the media the enemy of the people, and they really are.
Mm-hmm. They really are. I agree with you, because they're not reporting the facts. They completely avoided the rioting and the disgusting destruction of New York and Chicago and Portland and Seattle. All these cities are like aflame. Not one mention throughout this whole convention, and really not one mention on any of these liberal these outfits.
And that's not old news either. That's still going on daily. It's not like that was 2 months ago with the George Floyd thing. That's still going on.
It's 3 months plus,
every day,
I think, in Portland.
Yeah.
Yep. Final word, John.
If you read the newspapers, you wouldn't know hardly anything was going on in Portland. It's unbelievable. You guys had mentioned the guy getting dragged out of his car.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about that. I read the newspapers,
mm-hmm.
in the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle. I don't know anything about that.
Disgusting video. The guy, I mean, he gets pulled out of his vehicle, thrown onto the ground, and then a roundhouse kick to the face. And head.
As he's already down.
And completely unconscious at that point. And they finally got the guy. Well, the guy finally, after, as you said, Ron, pleading for people to give him some money, he turned himself into the police. But yeah, you don't hear a thing about these things. And it is. It's pretty disgusting. So anyway, thanks for being a friend of the show, John. Always appreciate you.
They are the enemy of the people, no doubt about it.
Yeah. All right. Take care.
Coming soon to a neighborhood by you if you vote Democrat.
No question about it.
It's coming to the suburbs. It's not going to stop at the city.
No.
Period.
Well, and that was my favorite thing about the DNC this week with Kamala Harris and her speech. She's talking up there like she runs one of the cleanest cities, the nicest cities, the most, you know, crime-free cities, drug-free cities.
Absolutely.
I mean, these are the people we're listening to that certain people, not we, but certain people expect to change the country for us. The kind of people.
People seem to disregard the fact that she's kept, you know, me and Kamala Harris pronouns here, that how many people were incarcerated still under her watch that were innocent, but, well, we need criminal justice reform. You have two people that you're going to vote for that have incarcerated millions of people wrongly. But yet, they're going to make a difference. Now they change. That's what I always love hearing from these degenerates on the left. Yeah. Well, now they change. Now they change. Really?
Oh, okay.
So if you want to talk about a racist, look at Joe Biden.
Right.
Joe Biden was against school segregation.
Absolutely.
1977. No. It's right there.
Now he has Kamala Harris as his running mate, right? So she changes with the wind, just like they all do. I mean, they all change to, you know, whatever seems like, okay, what's going to get us the most votes? It doesn't matter what you said last week, last year, 4 years ago. It doesn't matter.
Could you imagine if we stole from a client and then said 2 years later after we got our licenses stripped, we changed. We made a mistake.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Come on back.
New York State, we're sorry. Let us back. It would never happen. It would never happen.
Hey, before we go to a quick break, I want to bring in one of our Medicare health insurance experts, heads up our division on helping people who need help at age 65 for Medicare planning, but also pre-Medicare planning we can take care of too. Might be because you lost your job. Maybe you decided to make a career change. Maybe you retired early and you still need some health insurance. Our TFG insurance division can help you. And I've got Brian Faraci on the line with us. How you doing, Brian?
Good, guys. How you guys doing
today? Doing great. Doing great.
I don't have my telephone. So you might have to pull the plug on me if I start going off.
If you start drifting and talking about your childhood and riding skateboards, I'm gonna drop you. Sorry, but go ahead. Get the teleprompter right, nice and level for your eyes.
Right. Making Mondays great again. We're bringing back Medicare Monday starting October 19th.
All right.
Those are going to be at 6:15 at our Buffalo and our Rochester location.
Beautiful. Medicare Mondays beginning on October 19th, 6:15 at Buffalo and Rochester locations. Awesome.
Yeah, we have all the social distancing measures in place.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's, you know, no worries if you want to come in. Mask, social distancing, so you don't have to worry about coming in and, you know, not having those measures in place.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, things are really going to start ramping up. I know when open enrollment starts, that's like first week of November, right?
October 15th is when we can start promoting those plans, and we'll have all the updates October 1st.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Oh, yeah. That's all. I'll tell you what. I think it's very unusual for Ron or myself or Mike Spiraza to have some of our clients come in and then not ask for, like, maybe you, ask for maybe Brian Janik, ask for anybody on your team to just evaluate their health insurance needs or Medicare, specifically Medicare needs. We have AHIP certified agents. Can you just real quickly say why it's important to talk to someone that's got an AHIP certification?
It's important to be AHIP certified because each and every year we have to be re-licensed and recertified with all the carriers in the area. So we have an unbiased opinion across the board. There's no reason why we have to push you to one company because we're not licensed with them.
Right.
Because we're licensed with all the major carriers.
Awesome. So thank you. So again, October 19th begins our Medicare Mondays, 6:15 p.m. in the Buffalo and Rochester offices, folks. So if you'd like to get onto our website, The Financial Guys, I'm sure you can find some more information. Brian, thank you so much for calling in today.
Have a great weekend.
All right. You too. Thanks,
buddy.
See you, Brian. All right. Very good. Yeah, we have a lot of independent groups. Mike, what you do, property and casualty is independent. You don't care where people end up in terms of which company they end up with, right?
Nope. Whatever the best coverage and the best price is for them, that's where we put them. There's right. no liking one more company more than the other or, you know, feeling the need to put anybody anywhere. It's where it fits for them.
Pretty simple that way. And that's how we manage money, folks. We do not have a certain set of tools. I always think of it like a menu of options. You might go to a restaurant that has a very limited menu. We have an unlimited menu. We use the very best things out there for our clients. We use terrific software like Morningstar software that we subscribe to. It's pretty pricey, but it helps us to filter out all the very best investment tools so that we can fit you folks who are listening with the very best investment tools for your portfolio. We're going to take one quick break, and we are definitely getting to our wonderful governor, some clips of him at the DNC, a little bit of thoughts on Kamala Harris, and then final thoughts then on Mr. Biden, and a little Tucker Carlson reaction, which is it's pretty priceless. So stay tuned, folks. You have The Financial Guys here on The Financial Guys Radio Network.
You're listening to The Financial Guys Radio Network with guest host Mike Hayflick. Need your weekly Glenn and Mike fix? Check out their podcast, available on all streaming platforms and YouTube. New episodes are released every single week. Now, here's Mike Hayflick.
All righty, folks, welcome back. We are in our final segment here, filling in for Mike Lomas and Glenn Wiggle this weekend. Mike Hayflick, Mike Spiraza, and Ron Reinstein. Three of the nicest guys at 305 Spindrift Drive in Williamsville, New York. Let's vote on it. Hey, we're all raising our hands.
I think it's you, Mike Hayflick. I know my personality. And you're always positive no matter the circumstance.
Ron doesn't want to be one of the favorites. I changed the adjective. Sorry. He is one of the favorites, not the nicest. Just,
you're the nicest. You're always, always happy.
I got to get out of this one now. Hey, so I wanted to actually plug an income planning workshop, Ron, that you and I are doing. Sorry, I just had it on my phone.
September 23rd.
Thank you. Yes. Yes. Yeah, Wednesday, September 23rd at 6:15 p.m. Mm-hmm. It's still going to be just a virtual workshop.
Correct.
But people can sign up right from thefinancialguys.com site and go to our events tab. And we're changing up a little bit our Social Security optimization workshop to include other things that have to do with income, because that's essentially what it's about, folks. When you have accumulated a certain amount of wealth, and I'm saying certain amount, doesn't need to be
millions. $10 million or $2 million.
No, it's whatever you've accumulated.
Correct, but it's also, as we're talking about the spending, how are you going to be spending your money when you retire? If you're going to. And that's the thing, as I joke with, we do when we meet with people, if you're going to say like, we're going to spend $5,000 a month as an example, don't come in and say like, hey, I just bought a new BMW down the street and I have a $700 car payment. That's outside of the norm. But A, if you're thinking it, just tell us.
Right.
And we're
right.
going to tell you, do you have a very high probability of success?
Absolutely.
To generate the capital, generate the income in the most efficient way, especially for taxes, your longevity. Market risks. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about sequence of returns.
Absolutely.
Harvesting
in a wise way from all that wealth, mm-hmm. using things like Social Securities and pensions to your most optimal advantage. And I just can't wait to do that workshop, folks. September 23rd, 6:15 p.m., Ron Reinstein and myself. I definitely want to get to a couple clips here from DNC, some other thoughts on this DNC convention. We are heading into this week where the Republicans get their turn. Let's see how different it's going to be. I just have to believe. I think it's such an advantage to go second now that this has all gone on. I mean, all it was anti-Trump.
Right.
Anti-Trump.
Low energy.
And have some empathy, right? You don't have to be competent. You just have to have empathy.
Just feel bad for everybody.
Feel bad for everybody. We're all in this together.
America's
life sucks
bad.
For everyone. Well, just live with it.
And you just said that. I mean, that's what I'm starting to really get the most irritated about, that this thing, this idea that our country is just terrible, it stinks to be here.
Then leave.
That's right. I mean, this country is the one place on the earth where you can be free and
absolutely.
You can do as you please.
You can start at the bottom and go to the top.
Honestly.
How many countries and people has this country over its lifetime?
Right. There's so many success stories.
But it's bad. It's bad.
It's
so bad, then just leave. Or I'll tell you what, we'll carve off the West Coast.
Right, right.
We'll put a nice wall there.
Talk about even the angry squad led by AOC. They're all the proof that you just said, Mike, of you can make it in America.
But why so angry? Just try and get better every day and just live
your
life.
It's all about fear.
It's unbelievable.
Well, can we play that, Frank, that Mr. Andrew Cuomo clip?
COVID is the symptom, not the illness. Our nation is in crisis. And in many ways, COVID is just a metaphor.
A virus attacks when the body is weak and when it cannot defend itself. Over these past few years, America's body politic has been weakened. The divisions have been growing deeper. The anti-Semitism, the anti-Latino, the anti-immigrant fervor, the racism in Charlottesville, where the KKK didn't even bother to wear their hoods, and in Minnesota, where the life was squeezed from Mr. Floyd. Only a strong body can fight off the virus, and America's divisions weakened it. Donald Trump didn't create the initial division. The division created Trump. He only made it worse. Our collective strength is exercised through government. It is, in effect, our immune system.
Or dictator,
and our current federal government is dysfunctional and incompetent. It couldn't fight off the virus. In fact, it didn't even see it coming.
Favorite part here.
The European virus infected the Northeast while the White House was still fixated on China.
All right, that's good enough. So,
two things quick, though. I love the analogies they always use. They did it all week, these analogies that just make no sense.
They're incoherent.
They are. And then the virus is now something that we can joke about, right?
Right.
It's not anymore that the virus is bad.
It's
now
a metaphor?
Now it's a metaphor to Trump.
But the same clown that just spoke, when the government, Washington said shut it down, between him and Warren Wilhelm, keep acting normal. Keep going out in public. But that's right. It was, it came from Europe. This guy's such a moron.
He's a moron. Listen to this. So this is on nursing home deaths. It says if you die in the nursing home, it's a nursing home death. If you die in the hospital, it's called a hospital death. Doesn't say where you were before. He's talking about the undercounting, or he thinks of it as, we don't want to double count. Now, first of all, a lot of these people did not die of the virus. They died with the virus. So someone was maybe having a cardiac incident, heart attack. Heart attack killed somebody. They may have had the virus in them, but they're being counted as a virus death. This governor of ours, though, he's saying, wait, people went from the nursing home into the hospital, then died. We don't want to call that a nursing home death. See how they just use the data to their advantage?
He needed the numbers before, and now he doesn't need the numbers anymore. He wants it to go down.
Honest to God. It's Janice Dean. She's been pretty prominent. Both of her mother and father-in-law both passed away during this whole time, largely because, Andrew, you're the one who said, don't disallow people who've been in the hospital that had COVID from going back to their assisted living or nursing homes.
What is he so afraid of to have an independent commission look into, his malfeasance and killing all these elderly people?
Disgusting. And he has the nerve now to write a book about his success handling this virus.
On top of his $14 poster.
Absolutely
this guy
disgusting.
Is a joke. And again,
so
people
disgusting.
Are like, that's leadership. What? Crying about that you need hospitals that no one stepped foot into. You think they're for free?
Absolutely.
All the jails disgusting. He's closing. I'm going to probably take a guess at it, are still hardwired for electricity.
Right.
We couldn't put people at risk there?
Yeah.
Or is that too mean? I'm sorry. Let me know.
No. We're going to skip Kamala Harris, but we have to get to this clip. If you don't mind, Frank, on Biden, that number 7 clip. This is our candidate here on the Democrat side. Go ahead, Frank. Play that.
Antifa wasn't allowed to send delegates. Various speakers made BLM sound like a branch of the United Way. The media did not contradict this message. They simply refused to cover the violence outside. It was like it all never happened. It's possible that Joe Biden never found out about it. Biden doesn't get outside much. He knows only what they tell him. Judging from his speech last night, Biden has come to believe that he is Mahatma Gandhi, leading a movement to restore love to the human heart.
We can choose a path of becoming angrier, less hopeful, more divided, a path of shadow and suspicion, or we can choose a different path and together take this chance to heal, to reform, to unite. A path of hope and light.
A path of hope and light. It sounds like a Beatles lyric from their acid phase. Actually, it's a beautiful sentiment, if we're being
absolutely.
Honest. Who doesn't want hope and light?
Absolutely classic. Tucker Carlson sounds like a Beatles song from their acid days, their days of doing lots of drugs, writing great songs. Hope and change. Wasn't that Mr. Obama? Yep. Now it's about hope and love.
I'm so sick of the love is just going to fix the world. It's just unbelievable.
Folks, unreal. So we've had a great time here. Mike Hayflick, Mike Sparazza, and Ron Reinstein. Again, support KIA Memorial Road March at KIAMemorialMarch.com. And folks, have a great day. Thanks for listening to the Financial Guys Radio Network.